An 18-year-old college student has become the first person charged under a South Dakota law for knowingly transmitting the virus that causes AIDS. South Dakota is one of 20 states where it is a felony for people with HIV to have sexual relations without telling their partners. From Huron, South Dakota, Minnesota Public Radio's Kara Hetland reports.
Huron is a town of 12,000 people tucked in east-central South Dakota, where prime farmland and open skies spread for miles. The locals wave to each other here, and college athletes are celebrities. School kids often seek out autographs from the Screaming Eagles basketball players. Nikos Britaramos attends Sitanka Huron University on a basketball scholarship. He's a center on the court, and residents of Huron are a bit confused as to why he's also the center of attention. Brad Smith is Huron University's interim chancellor.
We're supportive. We're concerned. By no means do we condone what happened, but it's a kid who made a mistake, made some bad decisions, and is ultimately going to have to take responsibility and be dealt with, whatever that is.
Nico Britaramos was a volunteer donor at a campus blood drive in March. That's when he first learned he was HIV positive. According to court records, Britaramos was counseled about the responsibilities he had and about the laws in South Dakota. When health officials appeared at his dorm room several weeks later, Britaramos answered the door in his boxer shorts. A young woman was in his room and he was arrested. Governor Bill Janklow announced the arrest last week.
After that individual knew that he was HIV positive, he, a couple of days later, was discovered to be having unprotected sex with a partner who did not know that individual was HIV positive. My friends, this is no different than pointing a gun at somebody and pulling the trigger.
The South Dakota legislature passed the law 2 years ago. It makes intentionally exposing another person to the HIV infection a felony, punishable by up to 15 years in prison. At a hearing in Huron yesterday, Britaramos entered a packed courtroom. His hands were cuffed to a leather belt around his waist. He sat down and turned his chair to face the standing room only crowd. He seemed to look everyone in the eye. A grand jury indicted him on 3 separate incidents. Britaramos pleaded not guilty to all counts, and a trial is set for July. The judge in the case has issued a gag order. This prevents attorneys and witnesses in the case from talking to the media. The student's father, Dizzarelli Britaramos, sharply criticizes the case, calling it a public lynching. Britaramos says his son was waiting for a second blood test to confirm the first one. He says if it's positive, then his son contracted the virus in South Dakota. Britaramos says his son, Nico, is not a viral terrorist.
According to our physical exams of Chicago before he came here, urine and blood analysis, he had nothing like that in Chicago. And the person that allegedly gave it to him, she's scot-free. She's gone.
Half of the 400 Huron University students have been tested for HIV. 4, including Britaramos, have tested positive. This is in a county where there have been only 8 confirmed HIV cases in 20 years. The entire state of South Dakota reports only about 24 new cases annually. Some students say drinking and sex are the big activities on and off campus. Other students, like 23-year-old Tammy Sandman, who graduates tomorrow, defends her school.
You just don't have to get into the party scene, the alcohol scene, you know, the sex scene. I personally didn't do that my freshman and sophomore year either. We got together, we played games, we went to movies, went bowling. There's a variety of things you can do, you just have to be creative.
Sandman and several other students say they support their friend Nico. Campus officials say he'll be welcomed back as a student next year. In a rural town where HIV and AIDS were a big city disease, the town stands by its small school and star athletes. People are quick to point out if it can happen in Huron, it's already happening everywhere else. For NPR News, I'm Kara Hetland in Huron, South Dakota.